Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Scheman and Shepard.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Hello there, everybody. How you doing on another spectacular day here in Southwest Florida? I'm Craig Scheman along with Pete Shepard. Got Chris on the other side of the glass with the ones and twos. We are ready to go. It is a Wednesday. It is a hump day Wednesday with a little treat here toward the end of the week. Tomorrow is the NFL draft. One day, 5 hours from now. We'll, of course, have our draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings in Cape Coral. More details coming up and a giveaway related to that coming up shortly. Hang tight with us. We will also be joined by Chris Landry, an NFL scout and consultant. He, in my opinion, is the best in the business. We have him on each and every year. I've been working with him in one form or fashion around the NFL drafts for almost 19 years now. He cannot be stumped. Any player you ask him about, he'll have at his fingertips, boom, instant information on the guy. Can break it down every which way. All that coming up on the show. Our phone number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Follow us on Twitter at 993ESPN. Follow me at Craig ESPN. Follow Pete Shepard at PSHEP326. Pete, how are you today?
Disturbed. I was great until about 10 seconds ago. Right on cue, 903. Texts in a giant picture, I think he's at the piano, of Billy Ray Cyrus and a mullet that goes down to his ass. And he's just staring at me.
Well, that's a guy that listened to the show yesterday, so I appreciate him.
Please.
Or her, or whoever it was.
Other than that, I'm peachy. It's another beautiful day outside. It's awesome. Well, what a night / early morning of sports. And woo. I was awake, I am proud to say, to see all of it. Man, oh man, absolutely an amazing night. One basketball game and a couple of really good hockey games, but wow, Damon Lillard, and then what happened to the San Jose Sharks and the Vegas Knights? Wow,
well,
what finishes they were!
They were
well after midnight.
We have a lot to discuss, particularly if you did go to bed early and miss some of it. But first, let's toss it to Chris. Time for our Sports Center rundown, Chris.
Pete, just alluding to it, last night the Trailblazers, Raptors, Sixers, all winners to close out their series. Portland guard Damian Lillard hit a 37-foot buzzer beater to close out the Thunder. Nuggets beat the Spurs last night to take a 3-2 series lead. On the ice, the Sharks overcame a 3-0 third period deficit to beat the Vegas Golden Knights 5-4 in overtime. That series going 7 games. Another game 7 tonight, where we've got the Capitals hosting the Hurricanes.
All right, very good.
Home team has won every game in that series, by the way.
Hmm.
Capitals and
fantastic.
The Hurricanes.
Fantastic. All right, let's
Boston won too.
Let's start it off with the Damian Lillard shot, because it was cool so many fronts. Damian, a 37-footer at the buzzer.
Bad shot.
Advanced. It was technically a bad shot that went in.
Pete playing the role of Paul George.
Okay, why is Paul George up top guarding Damian? Okay, I guess he's tall. Make him shoot over you. I get it. But, you know, I remember.
Didn't work.
I've made a lot of money. Well, I made some money for a living criticizing Paul George. You know, he used to have those Gatorade shots where he'd hit the game-winning shot. And then I'd point out, I believe at the time, that those
G2, were
released.
Good stuff.
Well, it is good stuff. It's less sugar. It's better for you. No doubt about it, Chris. But I believe at the time he shot that commercial, he was 0-for-13 on game-winning shots when he was with the Pacers. And so I made fun of him all the time. Well, last night he got a spectacular view of what a game-winning shot looks like as Damian Lillard just put one right in his face from 37 feet. And Portland advances. Oklahoma City goes home for the first round again. And we'll see what happens with their future.
But Lillard had 34 points in the first half by himself. Westbrook and George had a combined 32.
Put a 50 spot.
Amazing.
Put a 50 spot.
Amazing.
Okay, so I've been talking about him. You've been talking about him. I mean, Lillard is a guy that it seems like the rest of the country is just now catching on to how good he is because he plays in Portland. Portland doesn't get a lot of TV time, and they're about as West Coast as you can get. So
the TV time, I mean, they get TV time, but it's just at 10:30 at night.
Right, it's the later game. You don't stay up. Yeah, you did last night. You stayed up and watched it. There was, I thought, an interesting conversation. I think it was First Take, so I'll give them credit for that, about Damian Lillard. Who are you going to put in the guard spot for first team NBA? Mm-hmm. Is it going to be him or Steph Curry? And they compared their numbers, okay? I mean, Lillard averages 26 points a game, Curry 27. It's a wash.
Lillard, no, Curry plus one.
Barely one. Not quite one.
No, one.
I think it's a wash. All right. Assists, Lillard 6.9, Curry 5.2. Definitely in Lillard's favor.
Even.
How is that even?
It's not even.
It's even. It's a net even. 1 point.
One assist. Okay, I see where you're going, Chris. All right. Rebounds, Lillard 4.6, Curry 5.3.
You know, it would be interesting to hear Chris's answers if Steph Curry didn't go to Davidson but went to Duke.
Completely different.
Okay, at least you admit it.
Could be.
Completely
at least
different.
You admit it.
Here's one other fun fact. When you think of Steph Curry, you think of him dropping unbelievable bombs from well behind the arc. Well, fun fact here, Lillard, 52% when shooting between 30 and 40 feet from the basket this year. Last night's shot was no big deal.
37 feet. Bad shot, Paul George.
Bad
no.
shot.
Shoot or shoot, no matter where they are.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. It was a great moment. It was after midnight. Most of the half the country missed it.
I did.
But it was a great night.
I saw it this morning.
I saw it this morning as well. Pete saw it live.
I saw it live.
I missed it. I was not up. You weren't up, Chris.
Not going to pretend to be one of those guys that stays up till 1:30 every morning.
When you do,
I don't do it all the time, but I do it a lot.
When you do it, you say you did. But when you didn't, no need to lie. You saw the highlights. We're truthful on this show.
Poker tournament last night, and it went to the wee hours, and that was fine. So it was a good excuse, but it was right from there to hockey. I mean, watch the Bruins anyway. Game was a lot closer than 5-1. Don't let that score fool you. But what happened in San Diego? I don't know what was more thrilling. I got to say the collapse. I mean, what happened with Lillard was fantastic and a pretty cool finish. But what happened to Vegas?
Vegas,
and what
baby.
Happened to San Jose? That's at a different level.
All right, so let's reset this. Vegas was up 3-0. Was this in the third period?
Yep, third period with about 10:47 to go.
All right, and then
Game 7 on the road.
There was supposedly, and I saw this too, an egregious penalty. It was a 5-minute penalty.
Yep.
Called on Vegas. They completely fell apart, and then San Jose comes storming back and wins in overtime.
Yeah, Joe Pavelski got semi-cross-checked in the shoulder by Cody Eakin. It's not an uncommon play if you watch a lot of hockey in the face-off. It's not that uncommon. Any kind of ping-pong off another night player and fell badly on the ice. And they called what happened on the ice. But that play happens a lot in hockey on face-offs. It wasn't a vicious cross-check like Kadri did in the Bruins series. This was just a – you want to call a minor penalty, call a minor penalty. And I know Pavelski – it looked horrible. If you didn't see the whole thing start to finish, you see a guy lying on the ice and blood.
In regular speed, there's a quick hit, boom, he's down on the ice and he doesn't move, and there's a puddle of blood under his chin.
It should have only been a 2-minute, in my opinion, 2-minute penalty. At worst, maybe a double minor, 4 minutes. But even then, you've only been allowed to score 2 goals. But a 5-minute major, you can score as many as you like. And I mean, Marc-Andre Fleury was brilliant for most of that game, but once that penalty happened, and yes, you can say the ref screwed you. I understand it, but wow, did San Jose just steamrolled them? And then you give Vegas credit; they tied it with 47 seconds left and went into overtime. And right, and then San Jose won with 90 seconds left in the first overtime because that game to me was headed for triple. It was headed for triple, one of those triple OT games. Yeah. It would have been ended at 3:30 in the morning. But it was an amazing run by San Jose to score 4 goals in 4 minutes.
All right, now, you watch a lot of hockey, even though I am a native Detroiter from Hockey Town, USA. I'm a fringe hockey guy, but, I watch here and there. I don't know as much about that sport as I do others. Mm. I've always admitted that. I came into you today, and I put on the video, And I said, Pete, now here's my understanding of the rule. I can clearly see in slow motion a cross check.
Mm-hmm.
And my thought was, all right, that's 2 minutes. Where did the rest of the penalty come from? Because the other hit was more incidental contact, I thought.
It was, and he fell awkwardly, and he hit his head, and it was blood, and that's what happened.
So that was my opinion of just watching it first time and my understanding of the rules.
You're
so
right.
I have no idea why this was a five-minute major.
And usually a cross-check is what – I mean, you saw what Kadri did in the Bruins series, and that's why he missed the entire series again. Usually cross checks happen. A forward is in front of the net, and a defenseman will come up and cross check him behind and knock the guy down. That's when that play penalty is usually called. Mm-hmm. You hardly ever see it called on faceoffs because that kind of physical play happens all the time. If you cross check him in the neck or above, absolutely, yeah. I can understand it. But this was just the in the shoulder. Get out of my way. If you watch most faceoffs, there's a lot of that kind of contact happening. So yes. I do think that the referees, Don Van Massenhoven, who is the series supervisor, said the major penalty was given because the cross check caused a significant injury. It really didn't. It wasn't the cross check itself. It was the way he hit another player and then he kind of landed awkwardly. It wasn't like someone took a stick to the head and smashed him.
Right.
So
it wasn't blatant in that way at all.
It wasn't, but it's because it looks so ugly and. They huddled. They discussed it for a little bit, and I knew it was coming. Once they showed the replay, it's definitely going to be probably a 2 minute penalty.
Yeah,
double minor maybe. I did not expect a 5 minute major, even when he was lying on the ice. I've seen a lot. It looked horrible when the guy's sitting there lifeless on the ice.
Right. Yeah.
You tend to everybody overreacts. He wasn't moving. I'm like, oh geez, they're going to bring the stretcher out. What's going on? But they somehow got screwed. But then they actually had an opportunity shorthanded to score again in that game, and they didn't. They had plenty of chances in overtime as well, but they got steamrolled. They let it affect them. They got steamrolled. 4 goals in 4 minutes. And I give them credit, like I said, they came back and tied it with 47 seconds to go.
Yeah. Well, I think we've got two questions ready-made for our Twin Peaks Twitter poll. I think one question should be on this hockey penalty. Was it a bad call or not? Just yes or no. Or we could set it up. Should it have been a 2 minute instead of a five?
Yeah.
Whatever y'all want to do.
Yeah.
And then I think we should put Damian Lillard versus Steph Curry on there.
Absolutely.
As well. I think that's a good conversation to have.
For this year, who would you?
Yeah, this year. This you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not give Steph Curry credit for being awesome in the past.
We're splitting hairs, aren't we, when
yeah.
we talk about it?
Yes,
I mean,
we are. But I think
I tend to go with Lillard only because it's fresh.
He's red hot.
It's hot.
We're tired of the Warriors. But I don't
See, I am not one of those that's tired of Golden State. I'm not tired of them at all. I like to see Lillard get his due for a lot of reasons you talked about. Because a lot of people just don't see
you're
him.
You're not tired of the Warriors because you're just used to winning, Pete. I mean, my gosh, in a couple of months, you could be having your fourth parade in your stupid city.
Oh, wouldn't that be something?
I mean, no,
Why
no.
Why is everything related to me? Do I ever call your – I've called your city an armpit.
You called my city an armpit
well, that's
yesterday.
Chris did. I just agree with them.
That will be so aggravating. But, yes.
No, the Celtics-Milwaukee, that series should go six or seven. I mean, that's going to be a hell of a series. I think Toronto and Philadelphia.
When does it start, Pete?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Brad Stevens said it today on the radio in Boston. He was somebody, please tell him when the series starts. Meanwhile, the Bruins get to play tomorrow night, except there's no schedule for game two yet. Because now that both teams are playing at home at some point, and then you got, golly knows what concert. And this is true for every building in the country that has an NHL and NBA team. Because there are other events besides hockey and basketball that go on. There's concerts.
Yeah.
You don't know what kind of other events are taking place, circuses and all that stuff. So I don't know. But the Celtics right now do not know what day, or neither do the Bucks. And it's not right. It's not right that they don't know what day or time they're playing yet.
Well.
The NHL said, Bruins, you play tomorrow night at home against Columbus.
Right
during the draft.
When I complain, when I complain about things, I like to present a solution. I really don't have one. If we have to wait for a hockey series to finish out, or if there's
building availability
a concert,
is one thing,
but
just you can still. What the NBA is doing is they don't want a Celtics Bucks game to interfere with maybe a game, the possibility of a game seven, which I don't. Maybe in Denver and San Antonio, but that's.
They should worry less about that in earlier
rounds.
They don't.
They worry about all TV. Because the first round of the NBA playoffs have stunk overall.
Yeah.
They really have.
There's been a grand total of about two good games.
Those games last night were huge.
Last night was one.
Yeah, last night was one at the end. But the other, it was blowouts. Both the other games were over. Philly and Toronto, those games were over in the first 3 or 4 minutes.
Well, if Golden State and Houston win tonight, believe only one series is going to see a game six.
Yeah.
And that's the Denver-San Antonio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which was on NBA TV last night. Yep. Wow. Good luck finding that one, guys.
Well, Portland was on TNT.
No, but this is the NBA contracts to different networks on the same night.
No, but both NBA TV had two games last night. TNT had two
Orlando,
games last
right?
night. Yeah.
But this was my beef going into it. This is why I generally – last year was an exception, a long-time exception. I generally don't like the first round of the NBA playoffs because you get this. And then once you advance, then you're off for 6 days.
No, now we're talking, the Eastern Conference, you got four teams that many picked to get to the finals.
They're the four best teams.
Absolutely.
They're the four that we've been waiting to see. Yeah. Once Oladipo went down,
right,
and you could kind of write off the Pacers, these were the four teams that were head and shoulders above everybody else in the East.
But it's been bad basketball. It's just been boring. It's just absolutely boring.
You've had that chief complaint all season, though.
Yeah, I have.
It's 3-point and dunk.
It's just a lack of competitiveness in a lot of these games.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing it. Celtics Indiana was ugly at times, but every game was pretty competitive.
It's close.
It was.
I mean, but that first game, it was competitive, but the final was what, 74 to 85?
Yeah, it was whatever.
There were people writing articles and columns 2 months ago, why the Pacers will be okay without Oladipo. That's garbage.
Well, they were, though.
In the regular season.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But when you give Brad Stevens time to come up with a game plan on how to stop an offense where there's no scorers, he's going to do that.
Yeah, Brad Stevens, there were people that wanted him fired when the Celtics were trying to find their way when Kyrie Irving was bipolar.
Yeah.
Well, he still is, but it's just playoff.
Allegedly.
It's playoff Kyrie, which is good Kyrie.
That should be a hell of a – I know the SA picked Celtics and State, but that could go – that's going to go seven games. I think it's going seven. I think Toronto and Philly's going seven. I flip a coin.
Milwaukee and Boston played first round last year. It went seven games. The home team won each game.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and I think both teams are a better version of themselves this year than they were last year.
The Celtics won either two out of three or three out of four against Milwaukee this year. And the one game they lost in the last second by a point. But, what is regular season doesn't mean anything.
Out of the NFL, Johnson County, Kansas DA at 3 o'clock is going to be holding a press conference regarding the criminal investigation involving Tyreek Hill and Crystal Espinal.
Is that his baby mama?
Yeah. If anybody cares, it'll be held on the fourth floor in the conference room.
They removed the child from that home, by the way, this past weekend. Yes.
That's at 3 o'clock. A lot of people on Twitter saying, you generally don't call a press conference to say
nothing's happening.
Nothing has changed.
Right. Yeah.
So
good.
Expect some news.
I'm expecting charges.
I am too.
I'm expecting charges to be brought forth today.
I'm expecting charges. And then a
suspension.
I think there's a good chance he may never play again.
But anyway, it looks like the next domino to fall with Tyreek Hill will be in about an hour at 3 o'clock.
I would like somebody to explain to me why it takes Knucklehead at 345 Park Avenue. Why is it taking long to talk Antonio Brown throwing furniture off a 14th floor story building? Where's that suspension cut? Where is it? I don't care if he was charged or not. He did it. He paid off somebody. He almost hit a little kid and his grandparents. That's still about conduct, whether he was found guilty or not. It's conduct, unbecoming, whatever they want to
detrimental to the league.
Detrimental to the league and this show. So why isn't the – where's that punishment? Why is it taking that long? The guy threw furniture off a 14th floor building.
Now, Pete, that's not a big deal.
No, it's not a big deal.
I mean, you're not thinking like the millennials today. I mean, Chris will burn furniture without giving it a second thought if his team wins.
But that's
burn
different.
Furniture's furniture.
He'll burn furniture in the confines of his own home on the first floor.
There are little children around. You got to put a little barrier, a little yellow tape, a couple
of
cones.
Have a child. No, can't get that out of my head.
Go out in the street, throw up some yellow police tape.
Yeah, you need some yellow police tape.
Yeah. I'll be very safe about it.
Sure.
When Kyler leads the Dolphins to a Super Bowl.
You are... I swear, I've been lighting candles all week.
Kyler, the odds have changed drastically in Vegas that he's the number one pick. I mean, it was like a far-gone conclusion before, but now those odds are starting to dwindle a bit in Vegas. Vegas is not as confident he will be the number one pick, but they're still saying he'll be the number one pick.
If Haskins is there at 13 and they don't take him, and Craig brought up a wonderful scenario.
It's the right move.
That he goes to the Redskins at 15, becomes Rookie of the Year.
Oh, no, Haskins. Haskins, not Kyler Murray.
Haskins. Okay. False, and they grab him. The Redskins do it at 15 after the Dolphins pass on him.
Yeah.
Becomes.
But here's the thing is, we can't just say, oh, they passed on Haskins.
Yeah, we can.
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's how this show's going to go for the next five years.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, so if you end up drafting...
okay, if you get Tua in the next year and he's great, then we back up.
No, but what I'm saying is, if you go out and you end up getting... I don't know, like a Montez Sweat, which I don't think will be there at 13. One of those good defensive linemen, right?
Yeah.
Who turns out to be like a Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
We going to hate on it as a bad draft pick?
Quarterback in the... Look, by the way, you may have to make that decision about Montez Sweat. He is falling because, again, of the heart situation that came up at the combine, his stock is falling.
I'll take it back to me again. Okay.
The Patriot
during the draft, you know, the year all the great quarterbacks, Marino, Blackledge, Kenny O'Brien.
John Elway.
Elway.
That never went away for those that passed on those
guys. Eason somewhere. And I'm sitting and screaming, because I love Dan Marino in college, screaming, please don't let what happened and the kid fall out of his window his senior year, and then he had some pot incident. And he just kept falling, and they had a chance to take him, and they didn't. And I'm screaming and screaming and screaming. And it takes some guy, Tony Eason, I never heard of, played for Illinois, who did okay, got to a Super Bowl, won a division, but for all intents and purposes was known as a quarterback that used to wear a skirt, for crying out loud.
Wow.
Because he was afraid to take a hit. So let me tell you something,
that
man.
Would have been awesome.
Not saying Haskins is going to be the next Dan Marino or anything like that, but
I'm pretty sure that's what you just said.
For all the decent things Eason did, to watch Marino do what he did, and I knew he was going to do it early and often, to sit there to know that your team could have had that guy, and passed on him because of some, you know, a couple of incidents that happened in college at the end of the senior year.
Yeah.
Yeah, win a Super Bowl.
Oh, please.
Huh? Win a Super Bowl.
Oh, please.
Why don't you get to more than one?
Wow. Well, fact.
Sorry.
Not all his fault.
Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong.
Kind of fact.
Don't have seven turnovers against the Patriots in the AFC Championship game. That wasn't all him.
Oh, but it wasn't all him. It was partially him.
What about your coach?
Shula?
Yeah.
Don't get me started on Shula.
Whoa, where are you going with Shula?
Apart from 72?
Yeah.
What?
Whoa. Shula's untouchable, dude. What are you doing?
No, nobody's untouchable.
Nobody's untouchable.
Shula is.
If Bill Belichick goes and has a brain fart at the end of the AFC Championship.
He's still the greatest coach of all time.
But do we let him off the hook because he won Super Bowls in years past?
Yeah,
no.
Probably.
He had a brain fart in the Miami game last
year. We're critical
year.
Of
Putting
him.
Putting Gronk out there. That was a dumb move by him to have Gronk out there at the end of time.
Get me started on that.
All I'm saying is.
The glory days of Miami Dolphins football resulted in no championships.
Which glory days are you referring to? The early 70s
or the late 70s?
Dan, not Greasy. Dan.
Okay. All right. All right. There you have it.
Greasy wasn't even really responsible for getting him to the Super
Bowl.
No,
he was hurt that year.
Yeah. Most of it. That was Larry Zonk and the defense.
Zonk!
But that's not the point. The point is that.
No, that's absolutely the point.
You pass on a guy. I'm not saying Haskins is going to be Marino. But you don't know. A great quarterback, the potential to be a great quarterback.
Yes.
And you will look back. You will rue the day when you look.
Rue the day!
If you don't get him. And Tua, even if you tank
How
for
Tua. Spell that? R-O-O?
No, that's,
R-
no.
R-E-W?
I think it's R-H. No. I don't know how you spell rue the day.
Rue in French means street.
Street the day?
Yeah, that's R-U-E. No, that's R-U-E.
I'm going to guess R-H-U.
I believe it's R-U-E. still, I believe.
I think it's R-O-O.
No, it's not. R-O-O. That's Roo. Like
kangaroo.
Roo from Winnie
like
the Pooh.
Like Winnie the Pooh and Eeyore, who needs some Prozac.
It's Roo. R-U-E.
Yeah.
Old English word.
Yep.
Very good.
Hreowon.
Not even close.
H-R-E-W. O-A-N.
We learn things every day on this show. That's what it's all about. All right, coming up.
Anyway.
When we come back, I want to
just real quick. Kyler Murray just arrived in Nashville.
About time. He's the last one to arrive.
On a private plane with his family and his college head coach, Lincoln Riley.
There were people that were concerned he wasn't going to show up.
People were talking.
Ben Roethlisberger has a new deal. I have a theory that I will lay on you as to why that happened this week. And give you all the details on that. Also remind you that we are yet another day closer to the Scheman and Shepherd golf outing. It is presented by Dental Designs, More Than a Smile. Sign yourself up, your friends, whether it's a solo, a duo, a pair, or an entire foursome. 99.3ESPN.com. Space is limited.
Trio.
All the above. Then you welcome some stranger into your group and it all works out. That's what golfing's all about. We can guarantee you a spot right now if you sign up now at the website. It's a golf scramble. It takes place at Veranda's prestigious Whispering Oak Golf Course. May 18th, circle your calendar now. Shotgun start at 8:30, lunch provided, nice hat, shirt, swag, $99.30 per entry. Proceeds benefit De La Salle Academy of Fort Myers, brought to you by Lumpy's Golf in Fort Myers. Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PChef326 and at Craig ESPN. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Catch us on Facebook Live as well. All right, coming up tomorrow, you know we're doing our NFL draft. Here's how tomorrow's going to go. We're doing our show in studio. Pete and Chris and I will go through all 32 teams. We'll have our NFL mock draft.
Without trades because we can't assume trades.
Right. We will we'll run down. We'll kind of do it how we did our one loss thing when we go through a schedule. The three of us will try to come to a consensus on each pick, and we will put out a mock draft, and we'll go through all 32 teams.
Well, that's not really how we did it last year.
I thought it was.
No, last year we did it where...
Do we all have our own?
Somebody had pick one, somebody had pick two, somebody had pick three. And then we
kind of... Is that what we did?
Yeah, that's what we did.
Is that what we want to do again?
I don't care. I was just letting you know that... That's how we did it last
year. Okay, I think you jogged my memory. I'll agree with you.
I don't care which way we go. Because it worked out last year where we each picked every third pick.
Right.
But we set it up where I got to pick the Dolphins, Craig, you got to pick the Lions, and Pete, the Patriots, who were picking 31 off their Super Bowl loss.
You want to do it that way, guys? That sounds fun.
Whatever you want.
Cool with that.
That's fine with me.
One way or the other... we will have our own mock draft tomorrow on the show, and maybe Chris is
It was pretty good last year, if I remember right. I think we got six right.
And that is good.
That four is good.
It'll be much harder this year.
Yeah.
If Arizona wobbles the other way, it'll screw everybody's there'll be nobody that has any right picks.
Nobody.
Right. So we'll do that during the show tomorrow for sure. And then we're going to head on down to Buffalo Wild Wings in Cape Coral for the actual first round of the draft from 7 to 10. We'll all be out there inviting you to come out there and join us at Buffalo Wild Wings. And in fact, next hour, we're going to have a little giveaway. If you can join us in style, we're going to reserve, because it's going to be crowded. It's going to be fun. It's going to be happening. It was a blast last year as well. But if you want to show up, we'll have a table for six reserved for you. So you can roll in there right at 7 o'clock, sit down, you'll have your seat. Everybody in your party will have a $10 gift card for Buffalo Wild Wings that you could use at your next visit. Also, a couple of freebies. We're going to throw out some slabs of meat or something out there. A couple of...
slabs of meat?
We'll get a couple of entrees, right?
There's some food and some drink associated with it. A gift card for you and your five buddies.
We'll give that away next hour. and then you can join us in style. In the meantime, if you want to log on to 993ESPN.com and compete in our draft pick'em game, all the rules and details are on the website. And the winner there, and again, you might get three right and you might win this thing. That's kind of how the draft goes. Pick all 32 teams in the first round and take your best shot. The winner will receive a $100 gift card to Sunshine Ace Hardware. Again, the NFL Draft on 99.3 ESPN, which we will carry live here, is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. So we're very excited about that. All right. As you know, other NFL news, Ben Roethlisberger got a contract extension. Mm-hmm. I think it's for the next 3 years, it's an additional 2 years or whatever the case may be. The financials, to my knowledge, have not been released yet. I don't know the dollar amount. I think his old contract was in the $21, $22 million a year amount. So they took care of Big Ben. I have a theory. I'll run this by the two of you. It seemed to be very important to the Steelers and Big Ben to get this done before the draft. My theory is the Steelers did want to get this done for the draft because Ben is kind of a big baby. And I am convinced that even though they got, Mason Rudolph, was it last year or 2 years ago? I think the Steelers will be drafting another quarterback here in this draft because, you know, Mason Rudolph and Joshua Dobbs are their back. I think they're going quarterback here, and this is to pacify the big crybaby who they didn't want Ben Roethlisberger going, well, publicly I didn't want you to draft another quarterback. They didn't want to go through that again. They've just gotten rid of a high-profile wide receiver and a high-profile running back, although they're still good at each spot. They got guys that can step up. But I think this is to pacify the ego of Ben Roethlisberger ahead of time before they draft a quarterback at some point in the draft, and they didn't want to get his panties in a bind.
He's set to make $12 million this year as base salary. They give him $30 million next year and the year after, and then he can go off to the sunset.
All right.
Whether he starts or not. Exactly. You're right. That's all this is about.
Drafted Mason. Dobbs is in his second or third year.
Going into his third.
And Mason Rudolph was drafted last year, and they like him.
Yeah, but he's still third on their depth chart. I think they're not convinced that they have the heir apparent to Ben Roethlisberger.
But he could move up to second.
I don't think they're drafting a quarterback.
I don't either, to be honest with you.
Sandwich bet.
I think Mason Rudolph.
It's beach season salad bet.
Sandwich. Salad bet.
I've been doing salads all week, guys. I'm trying to stay light, tight, firm, trim, all of those good adjectives.
Right.
I want associated with this guy when he takes his shirt off at FMB this summer.
FMB?
Fort Myers Beach.
Okay. Now, Chris, I have noticed you've been eating salad. You have.
Every day. This is like a two-week thing for me. I haven't been boastful about it because I don't want to rub it in people's face that I'm working on this temple.
Sure. But here's your problem. You don't stick with it. You say you've been going 2 weeks now? Every day?
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
Weekends? Easter weekend? You had a salad for lunch?
I had a salad.
What?
Before Easter dinner.
What'd you have for Easter dinner?
Grilled chicken.
Yeah, nice protein.
Okay, that's healthy.
Baked beans.
Okay.
Deviled eggs.
Yeah,
I'm a big sucker for a good deviled egg.
I've had several
last have the leftovers. How many high caloric beverages have you had in addition to your lean chicken and salad
this week? Since Saturday night, have not had a drop of alcohol. How about that?
Hold out your hands. Flat.
Look how steady Eddie is right there.
I'm just checking.
Look at that.
Just making sure you're steady.
No, I'm committed.
Are you?
I'm committed. Yeah.
This is like all the way to.
Because here's what I figured out. I don't work out. I'm not a workout guy. I'm not a guy who's going to
go. You can
diet,
but you can't work out?
I can diet. I can't work out. Yeah. I always thought I would be the guy who would eat like crap and then just work out.
Right.
I'm not that guy because that's.
Don't you have a gym at your complex?
No.
You don't?
No. I've got I got road that I can run on.
Road.
And,
you don't run road. You run driveways up and down.
Driveways to the curb and back. Run, honey, I'm going to go jog to get
set
the mail.
The
I'll be right back. Okay.
But yeah, so I'll fall off the wagon tomorrow night at B-Dubs.
Okay.
I'll go chicken wings, grilled chicken wings.
Yeah.
And then I'll drink beer.
All right. And then Friday? Back on it?
No, Friday night going out with my brother-in-law and his fiance. We're going to go have some drinks at Gulf Coast Town Center, then go watch the Avengers.
Well, you can still do that and have and eat healthy protein or salad.
Absolutely. I might go pee Shep on everybody, get myself a vodka soda with a lime wedge.
Sure. Really?
Woo!
That's it.
Here we go.
Hardly any calories there.
You're falling off the wagon.
I just cut out bread, mostly.
By Monday, you'll be bloated all over again. I'm telling you. I'm saying this so that you could just spite me and get back. This is my way of encouraging.
No, I'm very confident that you giving me crap isn't going to influence me drinking
really?
Or not. One iota.
I have made decisions in my life.
No, you haven't.
Based on
no, you haven't.
Flack I may or may not receive from the two of you.
Like super gluing your shoe?
Yeah. By the way, I heard that again on the way in today. It's hilarious.
That's good promo. Good promo.
So, Chris, I got the player profiles from Scouts, Inc., which does a very thorough job.
Oh, yeah.
Of like the top 120.
Mm.
And I'm looking at the top 50. You know whose name I don't see here in the top 50?
Daniel Jones.
Daniel
Jones.
Yet, as you said, we were going into break. There's a report out of Chicago that the Redskins may be trying to trade up to 5 to get Jones, which means the Giants might be seriously interested at 6, so they can feel they have to get up and get Jones.
I think you're
Have you ever seen a quarterback stock rise this high, allegedly? I mean, this could all be a smokescreen.
I think you're looking at the wrong team. I think you're looking at the wrong team. I'm not looking at the Giants at 6.
No, I'm saying.
I'm looking at the Raiders at 4.
No.
Why else would you send your entire scouting department home?
But you said Washington wanted to move up to 5, though, right?
They think they need to get in the top 5.
That's Tampa's pick.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'm trying to
what
find
I'm saying
league.
Is if they're going to 5, that means they have a sneaky suspicion in the way it looks. If indeed they do that. That the Giants are really serious about taking Jones at 6, which is what has been rumored for the last 10 days, which I find offensive.
I find this so unbelievable and lack of credible. I think this is a complete smokescreen.
You think it's a total ruse?
Got to be a ruse. How do you spell ruse again?
Greg Gabriel.
Yeah.
ProFootballWeekly.com. Mm-hmm. 670 The Score. Also, BuffaloSportsPage.com tweeted out reports that Washington is looking to get into the top 5 are 100% accurate. From what I've been told, the quarterback they want is Daniel Jones.
And I'm just double checking.
That doesn't make sense.
They said they have Lock at 23. I'm just quadruple checking
they
again.
They can stay where they're at and get him. That's unbelievably stupid.
Man, whoever his agent is or is about to be, kudos to him. They got Ryan Finley on here and not Jones. And I can understand that.
Right.
I would take Ryan Finley over, but based on what I saw, I would take Ryan Finley over Jones. I would take Locke over Jones. I would take Stidham over Jones.
Oh, yeah.
I would take Greer over Jones. I would.
That's too far, Pete.
No, it's not.
You've crossed a line.
No.
Well, I will tell you who is better than anybody in the business at breaking each of those guys down and where they should be and who's interested in them. Our guest at 3:05 will be able to answer those questions. Chris Landry, NFL scout and consultant, will be with us. He'll have answers to those questions again at 3:05.
And there's another report on NFL Live right now. Redskins targeting quarterback Dwayne Haskins at the 15th. Well,
Grant Paulson, he does a midday show in the D.C. area and hosts Redskins pre- and post-game coverage on the radio, just tweeted out. Talked to a Redskins source who told me Daniel Snyder has, quote, taken over the first round of the draft.
Oh, yay! Redskins fans just fainted.
The last time that happened, the Redskins traded 2 future number ones and number 2 to move up for RG3.
Okay. Now,
expect Washington to make a move tomorrow night. They're moving up.
Okay. Moving up is fine. So it's either I'm not buying Jones. I'm buying that they think the Giants are going to take Haskins and they're going to take him at 5.
Which is great news for Tampa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
you're sitting there at 5?
Yeah.
Oh.
They want a defensive lineman. They'll be able to get a good
They'll get a good defensive lineman and drop back to 15.
Absolutely. Yep.
On and top of that, maybe pick up a 2?
Yep.
All right, we'll have Chris Landry at the top to iron all this out. Sound Street coming up next. Stay with us. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Come after
for me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Scheman and Shepherd.
Sound Street brought to you by Optimal Male Performance Center in Naples, helping men stay in the game and live healthy, happy lives online at OptimalMale.net. Last night, Trailblazers at home versus Oak City. Game tied. Damian Lillard from 37 feet at the horn on TNT.
Lillard, a chance to send the Thunder home. Lillard, long range three.
Awesome.
See his sister storm the floor.
I saw a lot of people storm the floor.
Yeah, she stormed the floor screaming. That's cool. My bloppity blop brother.
Said bloppity blop?
Harsh language.
I'm editing myself.
Lillard on taunting OKC. You might have seen him wave bye-bye after hitting the shot.
Bye-bye.
The game, the series was over. You know, that was it. And I was just waving goodbye to him. And I think after game three, you know, Dennis Schroeder was out there pointing to his wrist. They was out there doing all these celebrations and doing all this stuff, and we kept our composure. And after one win, that was what they decided to do. And we was just like, okay, what we want to do is win four games. And then when we win those four games, it's not going to be nothing to talk about. So that's what that was.
See ya! Paul George, who was defending on the play, got a good look at it. He said, you know what? That was a bad shot.
I mean, that's a bad shot. don't care what anybody says. That's a bad shot. But, hey, he made it. That story won't be told that it was a bad shot.
No, not really. No.
The story will be told.
That highlight will grow bigger and bigger as years
go on.
How
will that story begin? Once upon a time or a happy ending? I mean, how does that story begin?
So catch this.
Catch this in your face. Barclay Goodrow, a game-winning goal as the Sharks pull off the miracle comeback against Vegas, baby, on NBCSN.
Pass picked off at center ice by Erik Karlsson. In he comes, throws it ahead, Goodrow in alone, score! The overtime winner, and the Sharks have come back to win the game and the series.
What an awesome arena. That Shark Tank is just a great place.
And again, this all was on the heels of a controversial penalty earlier in the game, and it allowed them to storm back. Logan Kuchar, did I say that right? I don't want to sound like Stu Gatz here.
Couture?
Pete? Logan Kuchar? Kuchar?
Couture?
Sharks? Anyway, some guy from the Sharks. I said once they scored that first goal.
Joe Pavelski is the one that got hurt.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah. Once they scored the first goal, they knew they would come all the way back.
Yeah.
When you scored 6 seconds in the power play, you turn around and you're like, that's one. Do you feel like you guys are coming all the way back?
We knew it. Jumbo told us. You go get three with a couple swear words in there. And got that first one quick, then the second one came. And we just knew we were getting three and four. Great play all around by everyone in the power play. It made up for a bad night in the power play there.
That's how you do it, eh?
You're right. It is Logan Kuchar, yes.
Thank you. How about this
no
one?
Way you're not going to mess that up.
Jonathan
Marchessault.
Marchessault.
Yeah.
He was on the other side, Vegas. Said the ref screwed us.
I mean, I really hope that Joe Pavelski's okay. Obviously, you never want to see something bad like that happen, but it's a joke. Call 5 minutes for that? That's why don't you have a hockey replay or something? Change the whole outcome of the game. Like, seriously, what is that? It's so disappointing. It's like trying to get involved in the game. The game's not even close. It's 3-0. A couple of two, okay, but a five? It's something you don't even see? You just call the outcome. It's a joke. It's embarrassing. That's what it is.
In my humble opinion, I think he's absolutely right.
No, he is right. And the ref was not looking. The ref saw, obviously, when he fell.
Yeah.
When Pavelski fell. And, yeah, but... He dropped the puck. He was not looking at the cross check or the alleged cross. I mean, did he put two hands up the stick and hit him? Yes, hit him in the arm on his tricep on the right arm a little bit. It's very common on faceoffs. So
All right, coming up, our NFL scout and consultant Chris Landry will address these rumors about the Redskins possibly moving up. Will Kyler Murray go number one? We'll have questions. He'll have answers. That's next. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.